Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here on this Tuesday morning. Market analyst Tom Leather steps in and joins us when we come back right after this.
Hey, neighbor, now's the time to be making plans to be a part of this year's Texoma Cattlemen's Conference being put on by the Noble Foundation Friday, February 26th at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event, the cattle industry, evolving through innovation and technology. An all-day cattle conference that'll help you get ready for 2016 and beyond in the beef cattle business. For more information, go to noble.org/ag events or call them 580-224-6375. Hey, cattle producers, let me invite you to Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale coming Friday, March 4th, 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 505 Angus and 34 Hereford bulls in lot order. You can see the sale live at the ranch or go on the internet to liveauctions.tv or to Superior Click to Bid. For more information, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's, as we always do, kick things off by talking about our livestock futures. And why don't you kind of recap how those cattle and hogs finished for us yesterday?
Well, Dave, the cattle complex Monday closed mostly positive, but well off the session highs that were made early in the session. Now, some of the feeder cattle contracts actually did close negative yesterday. We also saw last week's cash cattle trade with highs of 134 being paid in Kansas, Texas, and Nebraska. That is the same price that had been paid the previous week. But the steer average weighted price for last week versus the previous week was $1.55 higher for Kansas and $2.02 higher for Nebraska. And we saw the choice box beef up $1.62 yesterday. Select box is up $1.65 on a total movement of 165 loads. Daily cattle slaughter, 103,000 head. Cash feeder index down 48 cents. And the lean hogs yesterday closed on the positive side. Just a reminder, today at 2 o'clock is the monthly cold storage report for our meats. On the close yesterday, April live cattle 67 cents higher, but March feeders closed 70 cents lower, and April lean hogs were 35 higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction comes up this Friday, February 26th, on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll be broadcast live from Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City. They'll be selling 27,000 head, 7,500 yearling steers, 4,100 yearling heifers, 13,000 wean calves. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. At Superior, we bring the market to you.
All right, Tom, let's talk about our grain futures here this morning. And it was a pretty nice day for the corn and the soybeans yesterday, but our wheat futures were significantly lower yesterday.
That's right, Dave. We saw Monday only the wheat futures that closed on the negative side. After the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans all traded yesterday above last week's highs. Now, it was another session yesterday that lacked price-moving news to help our markets one way or the other. Trading overnight so far has been mostly lower in our grains and in moderate volume. Just a reminder, next Monday is first notice day for those March grain and soybean futures contracts. At the moment, May KC wheat's down a quarter of a penny, May corn down a penny and a quarter, May soybeans down 4.5 cents, but May cotton is up 8 points this morning, April crude oil 34 cents lower, March dollar index down 3 cents, and March Dow Jones futures 21 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. Of course, we'll check in with you again tomorrow and look forward to that. Now, for Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.